Program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm never confused. Hey, hey, I'm so used to being used. So I love when you're calling.
Good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is another interesting episode of Kenny's Corner. I am your host with the absolute most, Kendanique Campbell-Moss, here with you on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. So last week we had a conversation about adult toys and sexual awakening. And because Kenny's Corner is not your typical show, right? We are going to talk about things that are a bit taboo, but things that happen with us every single day. We are an extremely sexual nation and we must explore this sexuality. We must be woke for all intents and purposes. So this evening, I have someone with me that is going to make you want to get some popcorn this evening, that is going to make you want to get some nice wine and cuddle up and do some adult things this evening. It's always a nice balmy Tuesday here on Kenny's Corner. Good afternoon, good evening. How are you today? How are you feeling?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I am good. It's we've been eagerly anticipating your conversation here this evening. Are you ready to dive directly in or do you need a minute?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm wonderful. It's a wonderful Tuesday, and I'm happy to be alive. So are we ready to dive straight into our topic for this evening?
We are.
All right. So this evening, ladies and gents, our topic is the sexually woke woman. What does it mean to be sexually woke? A lot of times when people think about sexual awokeness or being sexually woke, they think that it's purely about orgasms, but there's more to it than just having an orgasm. When you think about a sexually woke woman, what does that mean to you?
To me, a sexually woke woman means that she not only owns her sexuality, she knows what she wants. She's not afraid to advocate for herself what she wants. She knows. And she can also teach a man how to pleasure her in the way that she needs to be pleasured.
So are you intimating that a man may not know how to sexually satisfy a woman?
I am indeed am. A lot okay. of men, women are cookie cutter. Same thing I did with Jane, I could do with Sally and Sue. And get the same results, whereas every woman has her own needs, her own pleasures. What may feel good with Sue may be too much or too little for Sally. So you have to get to know your person on an individual basis and please them as an individual, not just as, don't treat them as a sex toy, one size fits all, because that doesn't work.
So do you think that men learn how to make love? Do you think that men don't understand what it is to please a woman? They just think that pounding and money makes it all right. What do you think that they know how to make love? Do you think that they know how to awaken the senses in a woman?
In general?
Yes.
No. In general, no. We have the one or two unicorns that do, and they take their time and they take pride in pleasuring their partner. But for some men, they just think of their own pleasure. So they don't care. Like my dad used to say, they don't care if school is kept or scholars attending. Once they get theirs, you better hurry up, catch up to the party, because, you know, you could be left behind.
Now, there's something that has hit social media today, and it has woken up every single person on social media today. There's always something exciting happening in the Bahamas. Now, it seems as if though there was once a lady, these two females, one is they're in a lesbian relationship, but one has gone back to her heterosexual side. And it seems as if though the social media airwaves are abuzz. Do you think, right, that while being in a female-dominated relationship, a female-on-female relationship, that there's something that is missing that makes you want to go back to having a man or having the warmth of a man? Because I know that you sell sex toys. I know that you are fluid in what happens sexually. What is your take on that?
This is why it's important to learn your partner. Just because I like something today doesn't mean that it'll continue on forever. Or just because I don't like something today doesn't mean that maybe in another time or in another situation, I might be interested or curious about this thing. So I guess homegirl decided it was time to go back home to papa.
But I've invested in you. I've invested in you. I and I'm not saying that this is what happened with these two individuals, but I've invested in you. I've given you house, car, land, sheep, goat, new teeth, new body. I've done everything with you and for you. And all the while under the guise that it was only me and we were in this lesbian relationship, but you step outside of that and you find the comfort in the arms of a man. How does that resonate with your wokeness? What does that mean?
It means we grieve, but we carry on, we press on. So it's okay to mourn that relationship. It's okay to be angry, to be upset, but you can be angry and do no harm. You could be angry and acknowledge that this is how I am feeling in this moment, but feelings change. And guess what? That might be a blessing in disguise. It may not seem that way initially, but when you keep pressing on, life marches on. And once you understand that just because a person doesn't want to continue on in a relationship, that has nothing to do with you or your worth. Your value doesn't change. It doesn't change your value if they couldn't see your value and decided to go somewhere else where they think the pasture may be greener. That's okay. You mourn, you grieve, but you press on. She may find someone better. She may find someone who may make her, when she does a postmortem of this relationship, make her wonder why she wastes so much time with home skillet. So keep hopeful. And sometimes you almost have to be delusional in your hope. If you know what you desire for yourself, you have to hold on to that. Hold on to it and don't be deterred or dismayed by what is happening now. Just keep pressing on.
There's a text that has come into our text line, and it says, I'm bold enough to say that I'm a woman of a particular age. I've been divorced. I'm now in a committed relationship. And this person that I'm seeing is sexually fluid. He meets my need. And when I say, oh, my phone blacked out. And when I say sexually fluid, I don't mean that we date other people. I mean that he's in tune with my intimacy. He's in tune with my breast. He's in tone with my thighs. He knows exactly what it is that I crave. It's not just the craving of intimacy. It's the craving of attention. It's the craving of lust. It's the craving of him. Every day is different. I'm very, very woke. And she puts in quotes, woke, in how it is that I feel. This is another text that I'm going to read. And this, I guess, is coming from a gentleman. Kenny, I want you to stop having these sexist shows where you only ask about how woke is a woman. What about how woke is a man? Can you confidently say where our G-spot is? And it's not that thin line. Do you know where the G-spot is, or should most of us simply Google it? Okay. I will try not to have such misogynistic shows, right? But the thing about it is, sometimes men don't want to come and have the real conversation. Sometimes men don't want to speak about how they feel on radio, and it may just not happen. But I appreciate your text. I will not take it any particular type of way. Chrissy, I have another question. Mm-hmm. This question is, can you handle a night of passion that starts with your own hands? I don't understand what that question means. All right. Because it seems as if though it means like you actually starting it yourself. And then it also seems to mean like you are the pursuant. So what does that mean to you?
For me, it could be mutual self-masturbation. Some couples, they don't touch each other. They would maybe sit across from each other. You're looking into your partner's eyes. You watching their breath. You watching what they do while you're pleasuring yourself. They're pleasuring themselves. And it's almost like you mapping. So you watch what they do. Mind you, they're watching what you do as well. And you looking at the expression on his or her face. You looking at the way her body tenses, or you're looking at the way her body seems to just come relax you, and you almost like you marking points and times.
So this is like 50 Shades of Grey 2.0.
50 Shades of Grey on steroids.
Wow. Okay. So this is another question. As a sexually woke individual, I'm not going to say to you, Kenny, whether I'm a man or a woman. But are you brave enough to talk dirty without laughing or apologizing? Is it something that we should be ashamed of? What do you think of that?
I don't think anything that you want or desire is something for you to be ashamed about. It's, are you vulnerable enough to let your partner know, and if your partner is receptive enough to explore it with you.
But what is vulnerability? What is vulnerability? What is vulnerability in English? Is it trust having that partner? Is it trust saying, listen, I can be my complete self with you? What is vulnerability?
For me, vulnerability is knowing your likes, your dislikes, or what they say in kink terms, your limits, your hard limits, your soft limits, and expressing it, but not taking your partner rejection personally.
What is kinks? What is that? I mean, you have to educate us now. This is an adult show. The children should be at home. So if I don't know, somebody else doesn't know. I don't know what that means.
Well, kinks are, you know, we used to, the phallus entering the woman's anatomy, and we used to vanilla or regular traditional sex where the man on top and he goes until he climaxes. But kinks are, I would say, interests or behaviors that come outside of the norm, or what we would say is the norm. So kinks may be, some people may like impact play, meaning they like to be spanked. They like to get a little whipping, or and that turns them on. You have persons who like bondage. They want to be tied up and be with someone that they could, again, be, I'm going to use the word vulnerable, where they could trust the person enough to say, look, I can let you tie me up. I know at the end of this, or if I have a safe word, meaning once you hear this word, I trust you to that everything that we're going to do in this moment is going to come to an end. We're going to stop, possibly discuss whatever triggered me to use my safe word. And if we like to, we could probably explore it another time or with a little, you know. And
you have me very intrigued as I listen to this. This is another question. Do you believe that being sexy is about attitude and not approval? Because I have some friends, right? And we are women of a particular age. We do not have, gravity is not on our side, all right? And when we walk into a room, we own the room and we know what our sexuality is. Like, we are able to say, I want you, I want you, and I want you. And this is what I'd like to do with you. Do you think that sexiness is an attitude, or is it a look? Because you can be a big girl, and I'm a big girl. You could be a big girl and have a lot of sex appeal. And you can be a slim girl and be very dry. So tell me what you think.
Definitely an attitude. Sexy, I always say sexy is a state of mind. You could have the most attractive woman, but if she isn't confident, she fidgeting, she looking like she's second guessing herself, that's not sexy. Mind you, you may have the big girl. She know her clothes on point. She have on her nice perfume. She's smelling good, looking good. And guess what? Even if she looking bad, she confident. She thinking she thinks she's the cat's meow. And who are you or I to tell her anything different? Because when she walks into that room, she commands the room. So
now let me ask you something. As a sexually woke woman, Is it someone who stops shrinking herself to fit into a man's comfort zone? Is that a sexually woke woman?
I think she could be. Most definitely.
So is being sexually woke, does that mean that you know your worth and your boundaries? If you're sexually woke, does that mean that you're woke on all aspects of your life, or it's just as it relates to your sexuality?
It can be all, it's all encompassing.
Tell me a little bit more about that, though. Explain a little bit more.
You are, period, point blank, period. Because you can't just take what the saying, how the saying goes, you can't take the cow and don't accept the calf. You know who you are completely. Even if you are evolving, you are confident and comfortable to say, look, I am evolving. I am growing. I am learning new things about myself every day. But once you take ownership of that, that is what it is.
All right. I have another question for you before we go to break. Is the new power move for a woman who is emotionally intelligent, sexually free, and spiritually grounded a new thing? Or do you think that because of the rise of social media, that women have become more aware of who they are? Do you think that the conversations that we have in the chats, does that allow us to be more sexually promiscuous or advantageous? What do you think causes us to now realize that we are sexually woke? Because back in the day, I mean, I don't think our mothers, even if they thought it, were they ready and prepared to say, listen, like, this man is not doing it. I need a rose. I need a this. I need a tickler. I need some ice. I need some wax. Do you think that the new age woman is the sexually woke woman?
The new age woman definitely has a lot more in her arsenal that she could pick from to satisfy herself sexually. back in the day when women had frustrations, they went to the doctor, and it's a term that they use back in, I think it's the 1800s, where they would have doctors manually massaging the vulva of women until they climax to relieve this mental illness. And that's what they deemed it as when they couldn't rise to the occasion and bring us to climax. They label us as mentally ill. But they didn't have options. They didn't have the rules. And guess what? As time goes on, other things are going to come out. So I feel like our foremothers paved the way for where we are today. They suffered so that we could be free. They suffered sexual frustrations, so that we can now be sexually free. It's because of the things that they went through that these things have come about as a cure.
Well, we had a conversation in our chat today about what is a sexually woke woman, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought about the act of sex, because I'm in the process. It's a very long process. I'm in the process of completing a PhD, right? And in that, we have various courses. A lot of them are more psychological than anything else. But I did some research, and I realized that sex within itself is a very brutal act. Originally, sex was for procreation. And then in the 12th century, sex was used as a way to weaken men before they went out to war. When you have sex with a man, you have the very good sex, and you weaken his legs. And so when he goes out to battle, he's not able to perform. Or when you have a man and he's off to war, and when he comes back, his golden apple is to have this good sex. And you got into the point where that's a lot of times with them being on the battlefield and them not having a woman to pleasure them, they became lovers themselves. So like it seems as if those sex is a very, it's a very brutal act, because you think about S&M and you think about safe words and the choking and the whips and the chains and all of these other things and the wax. And when you think about the act of sex, very rarely do we think about it as solely for pleasure. Do we use it as a tool where we can just withhold or give based on who or what it is that we are doing at that particular time? Do you think that in 2025, women are woke enough to say, one, what they want in bed and who they want in their bed?
I think so. And guess what?
Why?
That spanking, that wax, that restraint, that's pleasure. It's pleasure. For some people, they can't come to climax without it. I can't define what's pleasurable for you, and you can't define what's pleasurable for me. Right? Correct?
I can't, but I'm sitting here with some of my girlfriends, because we're all sitting in here having this conversation, and some of the looks on their faces are like, yes, that's the thing. And some of them are like, they have no comment. They're giving me the poker face. So is this the spank? I mean, everybody like a good spank. I'm out with the spank. But my question is, right? My question ultimately is, when you get to the bedroom, are you able to say, hey, I want this?
That's the thing. Sex starts before the bedroom. The bedroom is just in the climax. Like, now we putting this into practice. You should be able to, let's put it like this. Now, if you're having a one-night stand, which I don't encourage, that's something else. But if I am with a partner, we having that conversation, buddy. We having that conversation because I would like to know what you like. I would want you to know what I like. And I don't expect my partner to read my mind. So I'm not going to dictate to him what I want, but he will know what I want. If he's listening, if he's interested enough, there will be definite ignorable signs. You're gonna know what I want.
I have a text. I have a text here. Kenny, please take this one week at a time. Last week you bust us out with the sex toys. This week you're talking about sexually awakened women. I want you to understand something. Women are very who they are. But as a man, for me, I like when my woman, says to me, come here, let me get some of that. I like when my woman takes charge. I like the fact that she knows what she wants. She's introduced me to some things that I would not necessarily want in my bedroom, but it's what keeps her happy and it's what now makes me happy. I didn't know that I was aware or even wanted these things. But since my wife brought them to me, and thank you for the chat, I endorse them 100%. Okay. Let me read this next text. This next text reads, women don't really know what they want, but if you put money on the table, they will acquiesce to just about anything. Okay. Whatever. This next text reads, there's a penile ring. It doesn't say penile ring, but the person literally spells out the word, right? Do you think that penile rings add to sexual intimacy? I mean, this is such an odd question.
It does, because guess what? Penile rings also help with ED.
What is ED?
Erectile dysfunction.
Oh, penile ring. But how could you get the penile ring on if you have erectile dysfunction? If it's soft, if it's flaccid, how do you get it on? Walk me through the process.
You just put it on. And what happens, because with erectile dysfunction, especially with persons who suffer from, men who suffer from diabetes, you know, they need blood to get an erection. So once the penis is flaccid and you put that ring on, once blood starts to flow, it helps the blood to stay. That's the problem with most diabetic men. It's not that they're not aroused or don't want to participate in the act. It's just because diabetes causes a lot of vascular issues. The cock ring can help. It's not a cure, but it helps in some cases. It'll help the blood to stay where it needs to be so that the act can be performed. Hopefully to the satisfaction of both persons involved.
Okay, so this next text reads, Kenny, I have both of my nipples pierced, and yes, I am a man. It gets me off, and sometimes I go into the restroom when I'm at work and I take off my robe and I pull them myself. But this means that I'm a sexually woke man. I do not like men. I have a wife and I also have something on the side. But keep in mind, this is what I like. This is what makes me happy. I think as part of a sexually woke woman or a sexually woke human being, we must know what makes us happy. I have a next text to read. Okay. This next text reads, no, I can't read that. Not on air. I will share that with you off air. It doesn't make any sense for us to pretend as if we are a non-sexual nation. If you look around, we are probably the most juiciest people that I've ever come in contact with. No pun intended. But let us all be real. Everyone is pretending not to have sex, all the while showing up pregnant and having children. I want us to be mindful of the fact that sex wakes us up. This is another text. I'm 54 years old. I didn't really know what having an orgasm was until I became a much older woman. I am dating a much younger man and he makes my rivers quiver. I have to be very honest in what I'm saying to you, because listening to what you're saying to me, it seems as if the older women are in the generation that I grew up in were not sexually promiscuous or not sexually advantageous, but that's absolutely not the case. We just didn't know what it was to do with what we had. And it wasn't as if though we could sit at tea parties or go to brownies or go to mother's club and say, hey, I want more sex, or I want a different type of sex. There are many women that are in their 50s that are actually homosexuals, or I guess you would call them lesbians. And they've stayed in the marriages for many, many reasons. Most of them being for finances. Are we ever going to touch on that? But in any event, I'm very wake now. I wake. And the sex is good. All right. Thank you, my texter, for telling me that your sex is good. I like the fact that women in their 50s are coming full circle. You know, they know what it is that they want that makes them happy. We talk a lot. I have two other texts here, but we talk a lot about toys. But you sell toys, right? And when you look at the demographics of who you sell toys to, who do you sell the most toys to, and what is the age range?
I sell, believe it or not, a lot of toys to men. I have women who come as well, but I sell a lot of toys to men. The age, I would say 20s and up to, I think my oldest client may have been about maybe in her 50s. But I have a variety, but a lot of men.
Are you finding that sex, women in their 50s or their 45-ish ages are getting into more sex with younger men? Or are they trying to bring the older men or the men that are in their particular season over to what they want?
Mm-mm. They leave in those old horses in the pasture, my girl. A lot of these older women are liking younger men because it's like they've got a second win, I guess, after having gone through, you've already had your kids, for those it applied to, they've had their kids, they've gone through menopause in most cases, already had the hot flashes, and it's like almost like they on a second win and still trying to get her groove back, buddy. She ready.
Okay, you mentioned menopause, and I have to say this to you. After you would have arrived at the crossroad of menopause, after you've passed the hot flashes and everything else that you would have come into, the sex takes on a different life. Because you don't have to worry about, oh Lord, I gotta take my pill. I gotta worry about if the shot, they put this thing in my arm. And sex is liberating. And I think if you're a sexually woke woman, you should be able to say, I like it like this, I like it like that, I want it there. There's some boaters, right? Some sailors, and I see them, they have this slogan, any weather. And a menopausal woman is ready for sex at any time. She can have sex anywhere, anytime, and
not to cut you off, but that's almost the equalizing factor. And I think it drives some older men crazy that now the woman could literally do what he can do. Because she doesn't have that fear of procreating anymore. You know, with women, when we're in our childbearing age, you have the family, a lot of the responsibility of the child falls on the mother. I know a lot of married single mothers. So when you have so much on your plate, sometimes it's hard to get into that sexual state of mind because you gotta worry about taking Sally to her piano lesson, making sure she got picked up from school on time, taking John to baseball. And sex begins in our minds. Like I said, the bedroom is just the final act of it all. So when she gets to a space where her mind is free, her body is definitely gonna fall. And that's what men don't like. It ticks them off because they basically free. Men don't have to carry a baby for 9 months. They don't have to, while they may be providers, they provide and they could go about their merry way and come back home when they didn't do what they have to do. But now the woman who doesn't have to have that on her mind, she free and he free? Okay. Bet.
We will be free together. So I have a question for you. Have we learned as women to separate performance from pleasure? Because sometimes we may just be doing it like, you want this? All right. Okay. Great. Have we learned to separate performance from pleasure?
I feel like we do, and that's why we do it. Because we know the man isn't hitting all the high points we would like, but he's pretty decent. He hasn't pissed us off yet. Because I feel like if you piss off a woman, she could tell you just what you ain't doing, for real, for real.
Oh, but she could tell you, friend. She could tell you.
No uncertain terms. You gonna know. So for his ego's sake, we moan on cue. We rub, we kiss. Oh, baby, you're the best. I don't know what I've been doing all this time. Now, she knows what she's been doing all this time, but you can't let him know. You can't harm his little ego.
You think he could kiss on cue? I mean, like, you think he could kiss on cue?
Some people can. They've mastered the skill.
I have to read this text because these texts are coming in hot and heavy to my little phone. I'm surprised my phone ain't burst into flames. But this text reads, Kenny, I've often thought about what it means to be sexually woke. I have the best husband. He treats me like a queen. But can I tell you, we've only been married 2 years. In that marriage of 2 years, yes, I have had other sexual relationships, but I didn't marry him for the sex. But now I'm feeling a particular type of way because he has, oh Lord, because he has a bit of a belly. And so to me, it almost seems as if, though, his penis has gotten shorter while I need more. How do I tell the man he needs to lose weight? Lord, this is the worst text I could have ever read. These women are out of control today. What is your comment?
My comment would be, are you willing to do it with them? You could make it into a men love challenges. So you could almost make it a challenge. Look, let's do this. Let's go for a walk, or let's see who could do the most laps, and make sure the reward is something he cannot refuse.
That's a very difficult conversation to have to say to your partner. Listen, because of your weight, your penis has gotten shorter, or you are not hitting the spots. That is a very, very awkward conversation to have.
Remember what I say, men have, what's that three-letter word again?
I don't know.
H-E-G-O. We, for the most part, don't want to.
Ego.
Yes. We don't want, let me tell you, you want a man to do the most for you, stroke his ego. Stroke that just like you would his phallus. And you could get,
ladies, are you listening today? Ladies, stroke the man's ego. Honey, you are the greatest. You are my king. Have you seen that video? You are the king. You are the king. Have you ever seen that? I love that.
And there's a way you could, you don't even have to mention his penis. You could just tell him, baby, I'm concerned. I want you to be here. You know what I say? You're here for a good time, not a long time. I want us to have a long time, a good long time together. I need you to lose this weight. And you could just say, look, what we could do? Because we need to get you healthier. I need you here with me. If they have children, hey, daddy, me and our children need you, daddy. Daddy, we need you. What you gonna do, daddy?
Speaking of daddy, I do realize in having our conversations in the chats most of the time, men like to be called daddy. They like you to say, like, daddy, this is yours, or daddy, you're the best. They like that type of thing. Let me read these other texts for you. Well, this one text reads, ironically, in terms of daddy, do you feel just as powerful in silence as you do in moans?
If eye contact is involved, yes.
You mean like have your eye bust wide, wide open while you're in the act?
Yeah. You make eye. Let me tell you, we as women, we could have a full conversation across the room just looking at each other, and not a single word or syllable was exchanged. And the same thing could happen in the sexual realm as well. You could look at your partner and you could be so in tune or get so in tune with them that they could look into your eyes and they know just what's happening, or they can intuitively pick it up, instinctively pick it up. So yeah, I feel it, depending on, you don't want to make it awkward, but the silence can be very sexy if it's done correctly.
Okay, this text reads, Kenny, please get this woman off the radio telling all of the secrets. Ah, Lord. I can't take the lady off the radio.
But Kenny, you could tell all the secrets and you still wouldn't hear, because in their mind, they have it correct. So we could shout it from the mountaintop and some people still wouldn't get it, because in their little mind, they are the cat's meow. There's nothing wrong with their game. And there's something wrong with us. I tell you, back in the day when a woman was frustrated, they call her crazy, send her to the doctor. The doctor had to rub it out. And
girl, yeah. Listen. The struggle is real. The sexual awakening is real. This is another question that has come in. Can you take the lead in bed and still let yourself be taken?
That's bottoming from the top.
I don't know. But what does that mean to you? I'm thinking, if this text is, can you take the lead in bed and still let yourself be taken? I'm thinking that I'm the person that is going to initiate the sex, and with me initiating the sex, still let my partner be him. I'm thinking that that's what that means. I mean, what does it mean for you?
For me, I feel it's a, how I can say it? It's an exchange in the dynamic. Normally men, by default, they are the aggressors, right? But there could be, you could have the woman who, in a submission, she still behaves dominant. She still, how I can say, listen,
just say it, because I either can get a call from Dwight or I can get a call later. Just say it. We just say it.
Oh gosh. Listen, it's a you know what? Next question. We can come back.
Okay. We can come back to that one. Okay. This is another question. Have you ever looked at yourself naked and said, damn, I date me? Do you think women say that to themselves? Like, hey, like this, you see this plenty woman, oh Lord, Dwight messaging me. Do you ever look at yourself and say that? We have a caller on the line. Chris, go ahead and let the caller come in.
Hello.
Hi, caller. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm Cleveland. Listening to you from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Great show. I really enjoying this.
Where are you listening from?
From Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, thank you so much. I love it. I love it. I love it. What is your question?
My question is the same thing, that the same rules that ladies apply. Are these applying for just heterosexual sex, or is it for bisexual or other kind of sex? Is it just the heterosexual sex?
It's we're, listen, we are equal opportunity sexual components here. So I can't say that like these are all heterosexual questions, because there's a gentleman that says he has nipple piercings and he's married. So he has a wife. And there's a lady that says that she's in her 50s and she has a younger man to have her sex with. So these are open questions. I normally put out a flyer. And so when I put the flyer out, people inbox me. And because sex is such a weird topic, I guess, or they're not as fluid as they'd like to be, they inbox me the questions. So the question is open to heterosexual sex, non-binary, non-conform, non-identifying. It's open to anything.
Well, as a bisexual guy, I do enjoy sex from both sides of the family. And to me, I think, in my opinion, it's equal.
And why do you say that?
I'm sorry?
Why do you say that?
When I'm sexual with a female, I have the opportunity to tell her what I want done to my body, and she does that, I guess, from a heterosexual perspective. But when I've been sexual with a guy, I've been telling him what he wants to do with his body, and I get that pleasure for what, so I'm getting pleasure from both sides of the fence.
So tell me if I want to ask you something, and if I'm sure. Out of line, please tell me. When did you know that you were sexually woken, when did you know?
I knew it all along, but because of society, I just played the society, so you get married to a woman and you'll be happy ever after. No. And in my early 40s, I discovered that, hey, I was not being extremely pleased by females, so I tried the other side, and I loved it. I love it. I've been doing it forever, 10 days.
And you do not hide who you are. Is that the case?
No. I am proud of who I am. You don't like me, your business. That's your concern.
I like it.
I am a proud bisexual black male. I wear that on my sleeve. I'm not afraid to somebody ask me what my sexuality is. I'm not afraid of it. And I get involved with my. The first thing I say to them, hey, my name is this. I'm also bisexual.
I love it.
I know what I like. I want what I like. I like what I like.
I like what I like, and I want what I like. I love that. Thank you so
and
very
know
much.
I
know what I like. I thank you so much for your contribution. I appreciate you this evening.
You have a good one. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you so much, sir. Have a good one. I love it. I love it that he is sexually fluid and he's sexually aware. I'm going to read a text that has just come in. Kenny, generally speaking, I agree with your guess that men have egos, but black men have the biggest ego than the average man. At the same time, black men also have the most fragile ego of all men. So caution should be taken to massage a black man's ego. Okay. I appreciate that, texter. I appreciate it. Let me read this next text. Kenny, I'm not interested in stroking any man's ego. If you cannot make... I am not interested in stroking any man's ego. If you cannot make me blank, then that is entirely on you. I can guarantee you that I will simply get out of that bed in the car or wherever we are and find someone else that does. These men have all of the egos, but none of the penis to go with the ego to match. Okay.
Listen, I am unable. I can't.
I will slam this phone down so bad when I have, because this is hot today. Let me read this next text, please, because, oh boy, here we go. Let me read this next text. I have to sift through it, because some of these are not just as people speak. That's exactly how they send me the text. Kenny asks this question. Can his love go beyond my stretch marks, my dimples, my rolls, and still seduce me and treat me like a queen? I want you to know that I am 365 pounds. My man is maybe 125 pounds when wet. And when I tell you he loves this, he loved this. I can get any man that I want. Sex and sexuality is about who you are and who you think you are. Don't mind these skinny girls. They hungry and they looking for food. Okay.
That part.
I'm screaming. Do you, when you think about flirting, do you think that we flirt enough? Do you think that we're so sexually woke that we can actually flirt and not feel any type of way?
I think that's why people flirt. They want to feel something. You want to feel like I could walk into the room and command attention, a guy of my choosing.
But what if it's a woman of your choosing? Because we are being very one-sided.
Oh, whatever you want to feel. Whatever you want to feel. If that's what you want to do, why not? If not, why not? See, what we do to realize, yeah, we call ourselves a Christian nation, but most homosexuals I know, they are unhappy and they in the church. To be honest, because they can't live their truth.
But why you can't live your truth? I live in my truth. I like Junkanoo. Well, I'm not sure about going back to the Roman Catholic Church, because I tell you how Carl do me last week, right? I still ain't over that yet. So I ain't sure about going back to the People Church, but I don't know yet. But we have another caller on the line. Caller, good. Chris, can you let the caller come through, please? Good evening, caller. You're on.
Good evening, Kennedy. How you do?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Boy, I'm here. What pinched me to call is when that 300 and something lady called. I sent that text a couple of minutes ago. She's right down my alley. I thought she's going to say she's looking for a partner. I just was going to give you my number to pass over to her.
Don't make me laugh today.
Huh?
Don't make me laugh. You like a
man.
No,
that's my size. Anything over 252, but you got to be sexy and I say clean with it.
Clean, yes.
Yeah. I like when you walk into the room, you can demand the room. You can smell you as soon as you hit the door. Your eyelashes are in place, your hair is properly fixed, and you're wearing your size clothes. I can't see now. But when I grill you,
right.
I hate to grill more than a 250 trying to weigh a 160, 170 outfit. That ain't gonna work.
No, wear your size. And my brother tells me that a big girl, when you see the arm flapping like that, that means they could cook good.
Yeah. And then, like she said, the little skinny girls, they're hungry for truth.
I have it in black and white. She said the skinny girls are hungry.
Food quicker than the big women. See the big women, them stock up. You could care them, they drink all night. Then they, Jerry tell me, yeah, them ask for something to eat. The first thing them little skinny girls ask for is food. They hungry.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
But listen
Thank
to
you
me,
so
I'm
much.
Going to.
Yes.
I need yes, to catch you off air, man.
Okay, give Chris the number. Don't hang up. Just give Chris the number, and Chris will get it to me.
Okay, you can call me after the show whenever.
I'm
going to give you a job.
Absolutely, I will. I promise you that I will.
Kenny.
Hi.
I won't call this caller Mr. Moto Moto from the movie Madagascar. He like it. He like them big. He like them chunky. He ain't playing.
No, but he knows what he wants. That is a woke man. I think a lot of times we have to know what it is that we want. What you want. Tell me what you really want.
It saves so much time. I remember telling someone, if I know I'm looking for sunshine, if I'm in a dark room and I know when I leave this room I'm looking for sunshine, I don't have to be outside 10 hours to say, hey, the sun's shining, or, okay, it's raining, I need to go back. Until what I am looking for is available to be found, right? That saves you so much time and energy. Know what you're looking for and don't waste people time.
Absolutely. We are completely out of time this evening, but I want to leave my listening audience with this. Owning your body without apology, embracing curves, scars, desires, boundaries, and some of us consistently want to be who we really are. Rejecting the shame that's been taught to silence or suppress the sensuality, knowing your worth beyond sex, but not being afraid to enjoy it, talk about it, or demand equality in it. Understanding consent deeply, giving it without withdrawing, and expecting it without any guilt. Choosing for yourself when, where, who, how, and not all for feeling, and not wondering how the other person will feel, but being empowered either way. I think it's important for us as women, whether we're doing the Freedom March, no pun intended, whether we are coming into our own, no pun intended, I think it's about being awake and knowing what it is that we want sexually. And if that person isn't giving it to you, then perhaps you need to find another person. But find out first what it is that you want, that what it is that makes you happy sexually. And sexuality comes in different forms. I may not agree with how you live your life. You may not agree with how I live my life. But that is your sexuality. And the only person that's going to be with you for a long time is you. So make you happy. This has been a very sexy show this evening. You have the last 1 minute. Go ahead and tell my listening audience about being woke and let them know that you do sell sex toys and they can come to you for these sex toys to get their situation wake. Let the people know. Not wake like the dead people, wake. Wake, wake.
Yes. First, I would like to say thank you, Kenny, so very much for having me. Conversations like this are so essential to getting information, sharing information, getting persons to own their voice and experiences, and to remember that pleasure isn't bad, it's not taboo. And it's a part of our well-being. And I tell you, when women weren't being pleasured, they call it a whole psychological issue. They deemed it a psychological issue. So it's a part of our well-being as people. So we need to have more conversations like this so people could feel more confident, get more information, be more informed, and be in control of their body and advocate for their pleasure. So I just want to say thank you. If you're interested in buying toys, you can call me or send me a message on 828-TOYS. That's 828-8697. Okay, I also have a catalog on that number that you can look and see. And if you don't see something, let me know what it is. We can have the conversation and I can get it for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another sexy Kenny's Corner. We literally took no breaks today. Chris has an entire cadre of music that I sent him earlier for me to go on break. And we have not done one single break. We just kept talking and talking and talking. Dwight is going to have my head. Listen, this has been another sexy Kenny's Corner, Guardian 96.9, fresh news, smart talk all day. Please get you some popcorn this evening. Take charge of our man. Let him know you love him, honey. Like, baby, you were the best. You was the best assist. Love on him a little bit. Stroke that ego. Stroke something else if you need to. But love on that man. I mean, just get your groove on. When you go in them people's office tomorrow, be happy. Just don't go in your open-toe shoes and stockings. Just go to work and be happy. Get some stuff tonight. Excite yourself. This has been another sexy episode of Kenny's Corner. Get your popcorn, ladies and gents. Next week, it's going to be even more exciting. We're going to take this to a whole new level. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. This is Kenny's Corner. I am out because it's time for me to go get my popcorn and wait for the drummer to get home. So you guys have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.